Talk about two greats teaming up right there, Toby Mac and Zach Williams on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB as we get started with the best 5 minutes of the day. And it's kind of irresistible that I kind of want to follow that when I say two greats teaming up on the WIB Wake Up Show. That's what we hope to do here on the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
You missed the intro. I come out Toby Mac and Zach Williams, the great new song Cornerstone. I said two greats teaming up in the morning, and then the thought occurred to me, you could say the same thing happens in the best 5 minutes of the day, and that's just what I said. Now I've said it twice.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like the March Madness brackets. If you and I went up against Toby Mac and Zach Williams,
wow,
who would actually win? I mean, hard to say.
I would say that they would, if we threw it to the listener, I think we'd get crushed, actually. So,
yeah. Well, I hope we would have the local vote.
All right. Well, hopefully. So were you there at Owen Park last night?
It was really amazing and really long. Yeah, I was there.
It was
just so much fun. I really enjoyed all the music and the singing. And
tell people what it was about, Owen Park.
Yeah, so it was the Memorial High School Choir's Pops Concert. So they did different songs from musicals and all different choirs and individuals and smaller groups singing. And it started about 6:30 and didn't finish until sometime after 9.
Hmm.
So lots of music. It was really, really good. I think Alex stole the show, quite honestly. And
what did he do?
So in the movie Matilda, the character Trunchbull, who is the very the hammer thrower and very mean, gruff, did a performance of that, and it was astounding.
Wow!
I actually had someone pull me aside afterward and say, "I hope he goes somewhere with this later," because that was impressive.
Wow!
So yeah, it was just really neat.
You were just sharing about that movie on Facebook here in the last few days over the weekend.
Yep, and totally coincidental that I was watching the movie and that performance was being done. So, it was just really neat.
Fantastic. All right. Is there
good food out there? Yeah.
So did you eat from the Tasty Trolley?
I did. I had pulled pork sandwich.
Nice.
So that was wonderful. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. I imagine some long lines for that then.
There was really, really long lines.
Yeah.
In fact, when I first got there about 5:30, quarter to 6, there were probably 50 people in line ahead of me, and it was not moving fast. And I thought, well, I better wait. And so I went over later on and got some food, but it was really good.
And you're massively extroverted, and you like to be out at different events every night of the week too, right?
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, I would often prefer to be home, and yet last night, just being out there with people from all over. Some people had their animals out there. It was really cool.
Yeah, good. Just teasing you about that. So,
it's
something about May, too. I mean, it's warm, but I mean, it's not overwhelmingly hot, you know, and you're not getting crushed by the humidity. And so,
yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. All right. Well, our question of the morning and our question of the day, we started it on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group last night with Mother's Day on Sunday, is what's something your mom always said? We might have done this last year, but, you know, we're getting older and we forget. So, you know, one thing my mom always said was, great job on the lawn. I mean, as I thought about it this morning, and again, my mom's a fantastic encourager. If I'm a decent encourager, I've got so much of it from her. But she would just be very affirming. So,
yeah. Yeah, you know, one that comes to mind for me is my mom would say, I don't care if you dig ditches or become a doctor, as long as you do the best you can.
Nice.
And, you know, just very supportive of whatever I wanted to do. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of different answers, including Susie says her mom would say oofta. So there we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
Or Sheila says her mom always said, what will people think?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
And Sarah's is like your mom, saying you can do anything you want as long as you set your mind to it. So,
yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, some good stuff. All right. You know, also, we got some great reactions posted from our friend from Puerto Rico, Dan White Jr., up on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group yesterday.
Yeah.
And a lot of people liked that, reacted very positively to that. So maybe we'll kind of work through some of that 10 things he's learned in his first 46 years of life, so in coming shows. But right now, we've chewed up enough of the clock. that maybe we're going to close things out with James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8 today.
Yeah, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near."
And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, verses 7 and 8, and James 5 goes like this. "So rather than placing your hope in stuff, comfort, or success, hope forward. Think about your garden. Soon after the snow melts, you plant seeds and you tend to them. If you judge the success in the first few weeks, you would feel defeated. But today's faith in these seedlings anticipates a future hope. I am coming. Have faith." Final thoughts.
Yeah, I think even this time of year, as I'm watching my lawn and my yard come alive, it's just a good reminder of that. I think Andrew Peterson's Sower Song really gets that idea too, that putting seeds in the dirt and waiting and for them to come forward. So
you never pass on an opportunity to give a plug to Andrew Peterson.
It's hard. He has so many good songs.
All right, buddy. Thanks again. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, 59 degrees, 720 and a half on this Thursday morning with Mother's Day ahead on Sunday.
And we have asked in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, and we'd love to hear your responses on the WIB listener line as well. What's something your mom always said? Mm-hmm. What's something your mom always said? 715-396-1670. We would love to hear that in your voice, or maybe your imitation of her voice. But we've got a lot of responses in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
That's right. Starting with Jan, who said she remembers her mom saying, "If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all."
Debbie said her mom always said, "Close the door. You weren't born in a barn," mm-hmm. "or you'd lose your head if it wasn't attached to your shoulders."
Hmm. Also, Susie said her mom would always say, "Oofta."
There you go. Sheila says her mom always said, "What will people think?"
Mm-hmm. And Sarah said her mom said, "You can do anything you want as long as you set your mind to it."
Brian says if we were complaining about aches or pains, she would say, "Why are you complaining? You ain't old enough to have aches and pain."
Yeah, there we go. Lori remembers her mom saying, "If it would have been a bear, it would have bit you." And when you're looking for something and it's actually in front of you.
Lori says her mom said, "If you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say uh-huh. anything at all," repeating what Jan said. Uh-huh. Sure.
And Wendy also remembers her mom saying, "Oh, wait till your father gets home." Those are words I did not want to hear.
Yeah. Sherry said her mom always said, "You kids are driving me crazy." Mm. She went on to say, "I have 5 brothers and 5 sisters. I was number 10. So by then, we probably did drive her crazy."
Yeah. Priscilla remembers mom saying something like, "If you're hooting like the owls at night, you better be soaring with the eagles in the morning." She says it makes sense now.
Ruth's mom always said, "Oh, my stars."
Mm-hmm. And finally, Shelley remembers her mom saying, "Well, it's all water under the bridge now."
These are great. We'd love to hear more. 715-396-1670. Just leave us a voicemail. What's something your mom always said here leading up to Mother's Day?
I think I remember my mom would quote my grandma saying, "All is forgiven, Charlie, come home." So there you go.
All right, there you go.
Wait, it's not Tuesday Trivia. It's not Win It Wednesday. What's with this music?
We've got a bonus giveaway for you, the WIB Wake Up Show. I guess it's Thursday Trivia, 715-723-2555. We want to give away another beautiful, gorgeous hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse. They're in Rice Lake, right across on Turtleback Golf Course. A hanging basket for you or your mom or whoever. $46.99 value. We want to give it to one of you if you can answer this question. Again, 715-723-2555. A food company overseas once created a limited edition chocolate bar, flavored with cheese and what? It was a cheese and blank chocolate bar. What was that other flavor, that other ingredient? 715-723-2555 again. A food company overseas once created a limited edition chocolate bar flavored with cheese and what? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
All right, no calls yet, but again, we're waiting. It's a wonderful prize, over $40 value.
What do you think it could be? Cheese and what? What would go with cheese in a chocolate bar? Maybe some of you are saying, "I don't even know why the cheese would be in the chocolate bar." As I said, this is an overseas
company.
Have
you ever had chocolate cheese, though? It's good.
Yeah. I haven't, no.
Yeah. No, it's really good. Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show.
Good morning. How about crackers? Cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers chocolate bar. Okay, sure. Get a little crunch in there. Not what we're looking for. Try again. 715-723-2555. A cheese and crackers chocolate bar actually sounds intriguing to me.
In the busyness of doing the show, I have to say I do not know the correct answer. So you to the phones we go. Hi.
Hi. How about cheese and bacon?
Cheese and bacon, not cheese and bacon.
I'm waiting on the wrong answer buzzer till Caleb responds. Good morning, WWI. Two great answers, though. Gotcha.
How about
okay.
Almonds.
Cheese and almond chocolate bar. Interesting, but not what they made. Doesn't mean it hasn't been made by somebody.
It's Thursday, but they're still getting some great guesses from the listeners. Good morning.
Morning. Was it onion?
Was it onion? It was indeed. Irish snack food company Tato created a limited edition cheese and onion chocolate bar. Who are we talking to this morning?
This is Marie from Hayward area.
Marie, how in the world did you know that?
I Googled it.
Oh, there you go. That's what we always try to avoid.
Well, you still win anyhow, Marie.
It's
good to hear from you in Hayward. Thanks for your honesty. At least in terms of acknowledging where you got it. So
hang on the line for us. We'll get your winnings from Blueview. Yeah, cheese and onion. Not really sure that I would go that direction in pairing those things with chocolate.
Doesn't quite have the same appeal. All right, Feed My People Food Bank. Couple guests in studio with us regarding their empty bowls event a week from today, Caleb.
Yeah, Jeremy and Susie from Feed My People both joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, guys. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
So, biggest fundraiser of the year for Feed My People always comes right around this time in May. It's Empty Bowls. For those who have never heard of this before, tell us what it's about and how it benefits Feed My People Food Bank and what you do really throughout the entire WIB listening area, 14 counties throughout western and central Wisconsin.
Well, it's really all about raising awareness about what we do in the community. We want to let as many people know that what we're here for is to help people in need of food. And what this does is brings lots of people together to, of course, raise funds, but also just, again, to raise awareness. And it's really kind of making it more of a festival style this year. So there'll be a lot of wonderful things, food trucks, things like that, again, just to bring community together on mission to help end hunger around here.
So people have been there in the past. For those who have been there at Trinity Lutheran and then later at Florian Gardens, it's at your site on the west side of Eau Claire. So what's similar and what's different this year than in the past for the Empty Bowls event from 11 to 7 next Thursday?
Well, one of the biggest things is that we'll have food trucks. So we're really excited about that. So there'll be a lot more than just soup. There's going to be lots of wonderful food truck items. And also because it's on site, that means we can invite people inside to do tours and learn more about the mission and really see and understand what we do.
Jeremy, what's really cool, again, this Empty Bowls, you actually can get bowls too. I believe it's $10 for a bowl only or $25 for a bowl and a meal. And these are handcrafted ceramic or wooden bowls and lots of local students, artisans creating these amazing bowls for the Empty Bowls event.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable to see the community support and motivation to be a part of this event. It really is inspiring to see, you know, young and old come together to really celebrate this wonderful event for us.
So any idea who makes the bowls and how many are there?
Honestly, they come from so many different sources. We have everything ranging from artists just making beautiful ceramic bowls and also wooden bowls. And we also have students. So there's lots of local area high schools and middle schools who are bringing bowls to us. And honestly, we lost count after around 2,000. There's so many bowls.
For people who haven't seen them, though, they really are unique, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
they're absolutely amazing. I know I have some in my home, too, and they're fantastic. We're here with Jeremy and Susie from Feed My People Food Bank, their biggest fundraiser of the year, Empty Bowls. It's coming up a week from today, Thursday, May 18th at Feed My People Alpine Road in Eau Claire, 11 to 7. You also have a silent auction component as well as part of the day's festivities and event.
We do, and the silent auction has everything ranging from experience packages to wonderful food items to really special bowl sets, and that's going to go live online starting next week, Monday, and then, of course, it'll be on-site day of.
You've got a lot of food trucks you mentioned. That's something that's different this year. Do we want to actually acknowledge some of those?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. We want to say a big thank you to Big Papa BBQ, Live Great Food, Mimi's Cafe, Smack Daddy's Gourmet Grub, and Ramon's Ice Cream. It's a mouthful because it's going to be a mouthful. There's going to be so many good things.
And Jeremy, I think, too, we talk about, again, this is an important fundraiser, raising awareness. And I think for you at Feed My People, having the community come has to be a really big encouragement to you to just keep on keeping on with what you do every day, because you deal with a lot of things where you see some of the dark and hard things of the world, but to have the community saying, we stand with you, we support you, I know that has to be something that's a big boost for your staff.
Correct. It allows us to continue to educate the local community on what we do with just opening the new Hunger Action Center as well. It brings the community into that space and really just, again, further educates them on what we're doing and finding new ways to help our neighbors in need.
Fantastic.
So, Susie, one more time, just to make it really clear. I mean, it's a week from today. We wanted to have you on just Thursday to Thursday, 11 to 7, at the Feed My People site. And so people can get tickets in advance or the day of, right?
Yes, they can go to our website, fmpfoodbank.org, and click the link to purchase tickets ahead of time, but just know that you can also come and get tickets on site as well. And then what a $25 ticket will get you is, you know, just the ability to go to any food truck and get a signature meal. And then, of course, head on inside and pick out a wonderful bowl.
Fantastic.
Sounds like a great option for lunch and supper that day.
Absolutely. And dessert. There's Ramones.
Oh, man. There you go. There you go. Feed My People Food Bank Empty Bowls. 1 week from today, 11 to 7 on Thursday the 18th. And Jeremy and Susie, always great to see you guys.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Thanks so much. We love partnering with Feed My People here at WWIB. A couple of new answers to our question of the morning. What did your mom always say? We welcome those answers, the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, but also have them at the listener line at 396-1670. But people responding in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. For instance, Ruth says, oh, my stars. Shelley also said her mom would always say, well, it's all under the bridge now, while water under the bridge now. Teresa would say, smile, God loves you. Mike in La Crosse said his mom would always say, tell him to clean his room and eat his vegetables.
Well, that's good advice.
That's classic. And Jeff chiming in that mom would always say, be respectful to other people. All right. So, yeah, it's kind of stirring that part of my brain, Caleb. And it's kind of like mom and dad together. Was it mom, you know, like, well, just if everybody else would jump off a bridge, would you?
Yeah.
So, the WIB Wake Up Show, where you never know what you're going to hear.
Yes, indeed. Now, Iowa, I'm familiar with the state. I have a lot of relatives there. And we heard about this poor town that's being terrorized by a dangerous animal. At least two residents have been bitten.
Yeah.
Concerning.
So it's no laughing matter. In fact, let's go live and get this report. Or let's go record it and get this report.
It just jumps up and bites me. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just got bit by a bunny.
Rustin says the bad rabbit then hopped next door to her neighbor's house.
It came around to her car, and it wouldn't let her out of her car. Well, when she did get out of her car, it chased her up to her door.
That's not good.
Late Friday morning, Perry Police.
Yeah, so that's no good.
Yeah, at least two people have been bitten by a bad bunny. Dangerous rabbit in Perry, Iowa. Thoughts and prayers.
For sure. So, you know, when I see those little floppy-eared creatures hopping around the neighborhood, I'm going to go, uh-uh.
There was one just outside the station the other day. I mean, they're always hopping around my yard, but I saw one just outside the front door of the station. I don't know, maybe it wanted one of our WIB bumper stickers or something. But I've never really thought of a bunny as being something that would scare people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're cute enough, but anyhow, better watch them because they do, in fact, have sharp teeth.
Come no further, for death awaits you all with nasty, big, pointy teeth.
What an eccentric performance. W-W-I-B.